Well, we know it can be hard not only to get into housing and the rental market, but also even social housing as well. And there are a few things in the mix currently that will alleviate a little bit of that pressure. It's called the Social and Affordable Housing Fund. And to talk to us a little bit more about that is the Group Managing Director from Compass, Greg Budworth. Good morning, Greg. Firstly, how will this funding that's come about help those that are waiting for housing or looking to enter the market?
Yes, good morning, Mark. Look, the funding is part of the New South Wales government's commitment, $1.2 billion towards social and affordable housing. And so the particular portion of the tender process that we went through and that we were successful in allows us to negotiate with developers and the state government on providing a further 600 dwellings in the Hunter and Central Coast area. 80% will be for social housing, 20% for affordable housing. The benefit would be obviously in due course to 600 households who will be provided a more affordable and appropriate accommodation.
How long is the waiting list for those looking to get into not only social housing but also affordable housing? What sort of time frame are we looking at?
The waiting list and the time frames is such a complex guesstimate, actually. I don't think that anyone's invented an algorithm that can actually predict that. But the size of the waiting list in the Hunter Central Coast area is around about 4,000 in the Central Coast and a little bit higher, around 5,000 in the Hunter. So really, in terms of waiting list, there's a sense where you have to wait till current households that are in housing move out for one reason or another. This program has actually benefits in that at least 600 will be added, and as I said, 80% will be social housing, so we will be chipping away at that waiting list.
Well, when you mention an amount of 9,000 people, we can tend to lose sight of that. That is a lot of folks that need some help, and that 600 dwellings will certainly go towards that. There will also, Greg, be a flow-on effect, won't there? I mean, with these houses being built, they will also help the economy. They've all got to be built, and all of those extra services that go along with providing such a massive development.
Yeah, you're perfectly right there, Mark. Overall, $200 million is involved in this development phase of the Social and Affordable Housing Fund for the 600 properties. And using the HIA's economic multiplier calculator, that's, you know, a dollar invested in housing produces $5 of economic benefit. The $200 million is actually a nice round figure of $1 billion of economic activity produced. It's a great win for people looking for jobs.
And a massive massive flow-on effect as well. And more people working, the more people that actually will be able to get out of the social housing in time as well. Do we have a rough time frame, Greg, of when we can expect some of these houses to be completed and occupied?
Yeah, look, the program's not fully subscribed yet either. It was only publicly announced on Friday week ago. So we have a whole range of developers coming to us, and I guess this call is out to other developers who might be interested to contact Compass and say, well, I'd like to find out more information about this fund and how I might be involved. But yeah, so in terms of time, we must identify all the sites within about 6 months, and then usually there's, you know, somewhere between 6 to 12 months through the planning processes for local government, and they all must be delivered and constructed and tenanted within 3 years.
Greg, it sounds to me like you have a very busy 3 years ahead. Good luck, and maybe we'll hear from you down the road to see how it's all progressing.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
That's Greg Budworth. He is the Group Managing Director from Compass, talking to us about the Social and Affordable Housing Fund, generating a projected $1 billion into the Newcastle and Central Coast economy. That in itself can only be a good thing. 2NURFM.